Okay, we're going to discuss a little bit the halachis of klai mitzitzis, dinei tzitzis. And I guess in order to get started, I have to mention to you a number of separate ideas, which we'll see how they come together in Yitz Hashem. So let me mention to you a number of separate nekudas, and then we'll see in Yitz Hashem how it could come together. One halacha in tzitzis is that tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Zeh shteit in Taisvis, from the Gemara. Why is tzitzis a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? What zman is grama? So we darshan uri'isam oisai to be memayir ksus laila. Uri'isam oisai implies that it's day, you could see, even though you could see by night if you have lights on. But the drush of uri'isam oisai has understood to be memayir ksus laila, that your pajamas don't need tzitzis. Even if they're four-cornered, they don't need tzitzis. There is a machlaikis rishainim what the din of ksus laila is. What the halacha of tzitzis balayla, what the geder, the taich of the miut is. The shitas harambam is that tzitzis are potter by night, period. It's a din in zman, just like lulav and just like shofar is a mitzvah by day and not by night. The same thing, tzitzis is a mitzvah by day and not by night. According to the Rambam, if you're wearing a talus and it's nighttime, so you can cut off the corners of the tzitzis and you cut the tzitzis off the corners, it doesn't matter. Night, you're potter, day, you're chayiv. The way, I guess, we would learn pashup shat, the Rambam seems to be the most simple way. Mitzvah sir shaman grama, laila is not as man tzitzis, and yom is as man tzitzis. So why do we wear a talus yom kippur by night? I don't know. Why do we wear a talus yom kippur by night? What's the purpose? So I don't know. Maybe just the covers for the davening somehow, but a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Huh? Make the bracha by yom. So we're very careful to make the bracha by yom. But according to the Rambam, at night there's no reason to wear your tzitzis. If a person changes, goes to chasana, it's night already. Like the Rambam, there's no reason to wear your tzitzis, because by night there's no mitzvah tzitzis at all. The shita of Taisvis, what? According to this, how can you're allowed to? Because of the second shita. Okay, like the Rambam, you're right. Like the Rambam, there's zero reason to wear tzitzis at night. Is it baltaisis? You're asking, well, why isn't it baltaisis? Right, obviously it's not baltaisis if we wear it, at night. I'm saying according to the Rambam. It should be baltaisis to wear it at night. The Gemara says it's baltaisis to sit in the sukkah on Shemini, on Shemini Atzeres. So it should be about taisif to wear a beggar of tzitzis by night. I don't know. What? We're chayshish about shittis. We are chayshish for the Rambam. So the question is, why like the Rambam? Isn't it about taisif to wear it? To wear it at night. So Rambam, hold, you have to take it off to Afka? I'm not sure. What? No, it's nothing to do with the chefs. That's Beishamah. We don't know. Yeah. Alright, anyway, the Rambam Sheet, it's a good question. Why is not Baltaisif? The halacha is Be'idna that Baltaisif.
That's what you're doing before the mitzvah. That's what
Baltaisif
is. You can't send the
sukkah
the next day. You're doing
mitzvah.
Right. You could use the
sukkah. So you're wearing your tzitzis after the zman. You should have to mecham behedyah shaloi latzeis. The Gemara says that Shmini Atzeh, the day if the sukkahs. If it's the middle of the year, you can sit in the sukkah stavazah. You're only over if you mechadim. If you do it the day right after, then you're over stama. Unless you have a hepacha kavana. I don't know, I have to think about why, like the Rambam, it's not baltaisif to wear a baguette of tzitzis balayla. Could be.
Like,
Leinin Torah Machay Sharis.
Right.
So here also it's Leinin Torah Machay Sharis. See, it's different. The Kainim can't take it off a second early because they're middle of the Avodah. Here we could take it off a minute early, but not mechuyev to it to wear Arba Kamis the whole day. So you could take it off a minute early. But,
also, if you have it off and put it back on. People have it, and put it back on.
People have it off and they put it on again. If you wear it, some people wear by night. Up here, Rizal. Okay, let me get to the second sheet. The question about Tais is a good question. Now, the sheet of the Rosh and Taisvis is that it has nothing to do with the time, it has to do with the ksus. The language of the Gemara is Lemute ksus laila. So Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh, or Tais in the Rosh, is that a beged that's ikri biyayim, a beged that's made to wear by day, is mechuyev and tzitzis even at night. So that if you have a talis, you always wear it by day. Yom Kippur, you wear it by night. So that's Yimakayim, it's a sitzis according to the Rosh. Because the mitzvah is a mitzvah in the ksus yayim. A ksus yayim is chayab alayla. A ksus layla is potter. A beggar that's a ksus layla, a beggar that's made to wear by night, is potter. So according to this, wearing tzitzis even after dark, you're still the kind of mitzvah. As long as you're wearing your big day yayim, you should wear your tzitzis. Because when a person is dressed in ksus yayim, it's the same, it doesn't matter if it's day or night. Calls a man, a person is wearing big day yayim, so his arba kapha is achayiv. When a person goes into pajamas and he's wearing big day laila, so then the beged laila is potter.
What terms will you wear? Now, the reason we're not wearing any beged at 4 corners.
Right. Well, the chi of tzitzis is ksus yayim. So the beidna, the fact that we hold that we should be wearing tzitzis, not a chi of gomor, but the gemara calls it beidin mischa. So that's when you're wearing big day yayim. When you're wearing big day yayim, you should be wearing.
Why won't I wear big day
yayim? So when you're wearing big day laila apturas.
But if you're big day laila, you don't have 4 corners. The tzitzis can solve that.
Big day Laila.
We're
wearing
now
is
not 4 corners on.
Right. So we say, a person who doesn't go out of his way to put on tzitzis, he gets punished. So when you have to go out of your way to put on tzitzis, when you're wearing big day yayim, because big day Laila potter. So when you're wearing big day yayim, there's a need to wear the tzitzis. Never a chiyuv, I'm going to wear tzitzis every day. But the gather of the mitzvah, like the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, is big day yayim. It's in the object. So big day laila b'yayim apater, big day yayim b'laila chayoves. If a person sleeps past, some people sleep past the lois hashachar in the morning, no? Some people sleep past nights. If you sleep past nights, so you're wearing big day laila, so you're still peturais. Big day laila, peturais b'yayim. Because it's a beged laila. The fact that it overlaps a little bit into the day, it's still a beged laila. If it would be a beged yayim, the laila would be chayiv. It's still a beged yayim and a beged laila. But if it's a beged laila, it just overlaps. You wear it until you get up an hour after day or 2 hours after daybreak. Still, it's a beged laila. Beged laila is potter. That's the shita of Taisus and the Rosh. That it goes, it's kavua according to the type of beged that a person has, and in halacha we chayshish about shittas. We don't pass them one way or the other. We chayshish about shittas, and we hold that a beged yayim is chayiv, and we hold that the yayim itself is mechayiv. So if somebody has pajamas that are four cornered and he wears them into the day, so like the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't need shittas. According to the Rambam, he does. Because it's a chumra nekula. Each side is a chumra nekula. A beged yayim by night is a chumra like the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, and a kula like the Rambam. And a beged laila into the day is fakaret. According to the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, it's potter, and according to the Rambam, it's chayiv.
Not asking
if a person goes to sleep in the afternoon, it'll be the same. The same nidain, if a person goes to sleep by day, I mean, is it an Eden Ritzchah type of thing? Well, many people go to sleep by day, we're big day yayim. I would think, according to Rashi Ben Utam, the bid and risk of the Gemara is that when somebody is wearing big day yayim, you should wear tzitzis. If you're wearing big day laila, you don't wear tzitzis. That's what I would think. The Arizal, those who are noyig al pi Arizal, to wear tzitzis by night. So it's hard to know svaris for Arizals, but in the, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Deishal Avraham in the back, he says, here he says, and not everyone who follows Arizal follows him, but he says that the Arizal doesn't make sense if you have a beged special for Lila. Because the Arizal only makes sense like the Rush. According to the Rush, at least there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis by night if it's a beged yayim. But people who have separate beged for day and separate one for sleeping, he's saying in the Kavanas Arizal that doesn't make sense. Because the Arizal, not mechayiv you in something that's not a cheshbon at all, has to have some sort of a cheshbon. And since, like the Rosh, it makes sense, so the Deishal Avram, the Butchacha Rav in the back, was a Chassidisha, who Mistamas, he writes how he went back and forth. First he was not like the Arizal, and then he decided it's better not to. He went back and forth, and he struggled with it, but he said it only makes sense according to the Rosh. You know something? We have to look it up. If I remember correctly, he talks about Baltaisif there. He talks now, I'm remembering, about the Butchacha Rav is in the back of Aruch Chaim. There's two Eishal Avrams. There's a Prima God and Eishal Avram, and after that there's the second Eishal Avram. He Taka says that if you wear a Beged L'Shem Chiyuv, if you wear Tzitzis Balayla L'Shem Chiyuv, you have a Baltaisif according to the Rambam. That's his time. That's his reason not to. That's why he said he stopped wearing the tzitzis. He was chayshish like the Rambam, it's about
Taisif. According to the Rambam, in the morning you should have if you sleep past daybreak.
According to the Rambam, if you're sleeping past daybreak, I guess theoretically there's either riska, except I guess you're an oinus because now you're sleeping. I mean, you have to plan it that way in the first place. So maybe, I don't know, according to the Rambam. Maybe that's a reason for that reason. People sleep into the day. Maybe. All right, at any rate, this is a klara machlekes rishayim. There's no question. This is the shitas of rishayim. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed brings down this machlekes, but it's not contested. It's not that question that this is a machlekes rishayim. So it's one yidia. The few yidias I want to give you are tied together. The first yidia is Machlaikis Rishaynim, Watz, Taich, Ksus Yaim, or Taich, Ksus Laila. The Rambam holds it depends on this man, and the Russian Taisis hold that it depends on the object, on the beggar. Ksus Yaim is Chayim, Ksus Laila is part.
What?
Yes, it has to be Ikrei Balaila. If you wear Yaim Balaila, it's different. It's Ikrei Balaila. There's a big tumult about woolen blankets. Why the Minika Oilam? Well, today most people don't have woolen blankets, but those who wear, and then years ago it used to be very common to have a woolen blanket, and the machmirin used to cut the corner, it should be rounded, not square. Now, by the way, a five-cornered beggar is chayiv and tzitzis. People think only a four-cornered beggar. Five-cornered beggar or six-cornered is also chayiv and tzitzis. You only have to put it on four corners. But when it says four corners, it doesn't mean it's lafuke three corners, not lafuke five and six and seven. So if someone takes a beggar and he wants to make a putter from tzitzis, he takes the corner and he makes a lateral cut. He doesn't help himself because now he's got five corners. If he wants to pat himself, he has to round it. He has to make it rounded off.
Cut on the tzitzis, and two more corners, possible tzitzis, possible balance.
No. Doesn't say. You're confusing with something else. You have to know what he's talking about. But there's no question that a five or six corner beggar is chayiv and tzitzis. And at any rate, with the blankets, that was there were people that were machmir to cut off the corner, to round out the corners instead of and the shayla again. According to Tayyid Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, there's no shayla. It's a beged laila. A blanket is a beged laila. You wear it into the day. According to the Rambam, it's an issue. It becomes an issue. There's a shayla if a beggar that has all four corners on one side is chayiv, or in each time the front of a shayim la'achrav. There's a ran that says the only chayiv it sits is if you have shayim la'front of shayim la'achrav, two corners in front of you, two corners in back of you. And questions we pass like the ran. But at any rate, this is the issue. When I was a boy, I used to daven Shabbos by Rav Moshe in the house. So someone asked me to go into Rav Moshe's bedroom and check his blankets if he cut off the corners, if he rounded the corners. So it took some guts to go into his bedroom, but the bathroom in his apartment, everyone davened in the living room. There's living room, a kitchen, a study, and the bedroom. And the bathroom was right by the bedroom, so it didn't take that much guts, you know, to... So, but there was a quilt cover on top of the blanket. They go in and tap it underneath and feel it at all four corners, that I didn't have the guts to do. So I don't know what Ramesha did. Today, I think most of us said, don't have woolen blankets. What's woolen blankets today? I don't know what they do with all the wool, but they make suits out of it, I guess. But anyway, this is Machlaikis. This is the first Machlaikis, Rishayim, and Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh on one side, the Ram on the other side, Uchashish for both Shitas, by the Raisis, who will always Machlaik two Shitas, and that's
the thing. So
need Shitas unless it's both a Ksus Laila and you're wearing a Balaila.
I don't think Rabbi mentioned that people don't have the wool blanket. We pass on everything need Shitas, not just wool.
But wool is a shayla of deraisa, that's why. Why more by wool? Wool is already a shayla of anisa deraisa. Shar begadim are, according to many rishonim, only chayved rabbanim. So that's why by wool it was more of an issue. That's why it's a hiddah to wear woolen tzitzis, because it's deraisa, it could be alma. Alright, that's machlekes number one. Alright, we move on to a second issue. And that is the issue of a linen arba kanflis beged. We are discussing in this whole sugya of shatnas, if you have a linen beged and you're putting woolen strings on the corner for tzitzis. That's our discussion today. You have to know that midrabanan, the rabbanu wa geyser, that it's aser to wear linen begadim, four-corded linen begadim, even though min ha-tayra, you put on tzitzis, what's a shayla, you put on tchelas, you put on shatnez, but that's a gemara. Nobody's going to argue that tzitzis is deichel isasay of shatnez. That's one I say deichel isasay that you could remember for always. That we paskin that tzitzis is deichel shatnez. Why bizman hazeh wa chazal geyser? They were geyser otu ksus laila. That if you're going to wear a linen beged with strings of tchelas attached, shatnez, you're going to wear a woolen beged with strings of tchelas attached, so very good by day when you have a mitzvah sasei, a seidechalai sasei. But then it's going to come at night, and there's not going to be any mitzvah sasei. Now you're going to be over the lav by itself. So Chazal made a gzeira that we don't wear shatnez in any of our tzitzis, even bizman tchelas existed. We don't wear shatnez in any of our tzitzis. Why? Because we're afraid you'll come to wear it at night. That's a gemara. Obviously, we have to teach this gemara like the Rambam. We have to teach this gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's a gzeira. The gzeira makes sense according to everyone, but it's two different teach. Let's see. According to the Rambam, what's pshat in the gezeira? Let's see. What was the Rambam Shita? The Rambam Shita was that Zman is a Ptur. As soon as it gets to Laila, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. So what's the gezeira? Like the Rambam, it's easy. If you're wearing it by day, you're going to continue wearing it into the night. So they made a gezeira. You can wear a linen four-corded beggar with chelos. It's shatnez. And you're going to be doing whatever you're doing. And the sun's going to set and it's going to get dark out. And you're going to forget to take it off. So that was the gezeira. Very simple gezeira. A pashta gezeira like the Rambam. You're wearing it by day. You're going to come to wear it at night. You're going to take it off. You're going to forget to take it off. So that's why we don't wear linen. According to the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, what's pshat in the gezeira? We have to say different pshat. Because according to the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, if you're wearing a beged by day, a linen beged with tzitzis, and you do wear it into the night, you're still mekayim a mitzvah. Right? Their shita is a beged yayim in night is still mekayim a mitzvah. So light the Rasha Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very different gezeira. What's the gezeira? You're going to wear a ksus yayin. That's four quarters. With cheles, with geyser, you might wear a ksus laila with four quarters of cheles. Much more vital gezeira, according to Rabbeinu Tam. We're afraid that you're going to wear a ksus laila of pishtan with cheles on the corners, and that's why we make a gzera. Alright? That's what Taisus holds the gzera is. You know, I'm not asking, I'm just pointing out to you, it's a very different gzera. Like the Rambam, it's a push the gzera. You're wearing it by day, you'll wear it into the night. Moshein came like Rabbi Notam, it's a gzera. One ksus, atu another ksus. The Lashon HaGemara, I think, is that way. There were guys, atu ksus laila. What? Why would he? Because he did it by day, he'll think he has to do it by night. I guess that's exagerated. He'll do it by day, he'll come to do it by night. Why would he do it? Why would he do it? It's a very good question. The Chazal book said that he might. He'll make a mistake. He'll make a mistake. That's what I'm saying. According to Rabbi Tam, it's a very vital exagerated. According to Rabbi Rambam, it's a simple exagerated.
Everyone agrees with the exagerated.
What?
Everyone agrees with the exagerated. Everyone agrees with the exagerated.
The only time is when there's no tchelas. You mean when there's tchelas, he doesn't bring such gezeira?
And it makes sense.
Okay, you'll have to take a look in the Shagas Aryeh. Were you looking at the Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis?
Yeah.
Perikimel?
Yeah.
What is the Halacha Zayin? Look at Hazal Chazayin there. Let's see what Chazayin. I'll take a look. Okay, the Shagasaya brings that these are two pshatim of the Gzeira. I think he brings Halperakim Allah Chazayin, but I'm not sure. So we'll have to check. Could be he brings the Derais and next if Kotni brings next Halach he brings the Drabana. We'll have to check it.
What the Rabbeinu Tam's Gzeira is that you might come to sit down this advisor, or you might change from the Yoyim and make it into a Shabbat.
Maybe that's a better way of saying it. Their personal changes, so see, I make it a ksus laila, and already has it tzitzis, you won't take it off. Okay? It's a more common error that a person would make. Okay, good. Alright, so we spoke out two machlaiksim, both totally zebizet. The original machlaik is the Rambam against the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. And then we have a second follow up machlaik is in Watz Pshad in the Gezeira. The third machlaik is, and this machlaik is a tremendous chiddush. Are women allowed to wear tzitzis? Well, there's no shabbos. I guess they could. Is there any avera for women? A woman can't put on a man's beged. A woman to put on a talus is a separate avera of leisilbash. A woman's not allowed to wear a beged of an ish. But let's say she takes a woman's cape of some sort that's four cornered, and she puts tzitzis on the four corners. Well, we'll get to climb in a minute. We want to get to climb, but we can't talk about climb until we talk about the etzer. So let me be magdim. There is a kloliistik shaila. We'll get to tzitzis in a minute. There's a kloliistik shaila which you have to know. If women bechlal are makayim a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah says just man grab. You all know that women shake lulav, most women. Women go to shul for shayfer, when they have somebody blow shayfer at home. Women are pturis from shayfer. Women are pturis from lulav. It's a mitzvah says just man grab. Why do women do it? Why do women do such a mitzvah? Why do women do a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? We assume, we nemon, that even though women are not mitzvahis in mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they get schar ke'ena mitzvah v'aisa. They get schar like someone who is not mitzvah and does it anyway. That is our understanding. It's also a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus and Rosh Hashanah, who says that women get schar for doing a mitzvah, ke'ena mitzvah v'aisa. And Rabbeinu Tam says even a bigger chiddush, that they can make a bracha, asher kedushah v'aisa v'tzivanu. A woman can make a bracha on the mitzvah saseh she has not grown. That means if a woman wants to be mekayim mitzvah lulav, she can make a bracha shamasay siman on mitzvah lulav and be mekayim the mitzvah. It's Vayta Rabbeinu Tam speaking. It says women could be mekayim the mitzvah and it's a kiyum. How do you explain Asher Kishamasay Savitzivanu? That's a little tough. How do you tie to Asher Kishamasay Savitzivanu? Where were women mitzvah? So either Vitzivanu goes on Klal Yisrael. Did she say Asher Kishamasay Makadish Klal Yisrael mitzvah Savitzivanu? Or Yineman, that women are have a mitzvah Vitzivanu, but they have a ptur. So that mitzvah with a ptur, if they don't use the ptur, they blive with the mitzvah. Such an expression that we find in the Acharonim. And therefore, Ben Otam says that you can make a bracha. Now, the Rambam disagrees. The meaning of the Svardim is that women do not make a bracha and it says just not grama. They do it? I think they do it. They don't do it either. Women don't.
It's a suffix.
So, but Lamaisa, the minig of the Sfaradim is that they don't make a bracha. And the minig by us, by Ashkenazim, is that we make a bracha as well. That we make a bracha and try to have one woman be might see everybody when we blow shayfer and shul. Why should we go into so many suffix brachas? But Lamaisa, apsak is like a menutam. And we do. So we're mekayim. The Gemara says in Erevin that Michal Bashal wore tefillin. Whereas in Mandiyama that the woman's allowed to wear tefillin. That's the mitzvah seishas man grama that we learn it from. So, in general, we have an idea that women are allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah. They're allowed to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Are they allowed to? Sure they're allowed to. Again, wearing a talis is a shail of beged ish. Even tefillin, the Targum Yenison says that there's an issa beged ish on wearing tefillin. See, tefillin, tzitzis, you could take a lady's beged and put tzitzis. Tefillin, you don't have a choice. Tefillin has one surah. There's really no way to make tefillin into a beged isha. Also, the Gemara says that when women have a guf, shein and naki, there are times in the month when a woman's guf is not clean all the time, so the Gemara says they shouldn't wear. But as far as the etzem din, women are shayach to mitzvahs aseishas magrama, ke'ena mitzvah vayis. V'meila, tzitzis. If they want, they can wear tzitzis, they can put tzitzis on the arba kanfes k'susam, and they get schar. They get schar ke'ena mitzvah vayis. What about klayim? Now, before the gezeira, the din Torah, that you're allowed to wear klayim in tzitzis, the din of asogia, that you're allowed to wear linen beged with tzitzis, because I say deicha lais I say. What about by women?
You should not wear tzitzis. You should not wear some iser of four kanvas, which is wearing tzitzis.
Right. If she wears abakavas without it, she's not over.
Right.
She's not have any avera to wear dal kafas without tzitzis because she's not mitzvah.
She's mitzvah
in the Yisrael. No call. The
Yisrael
of Yeah. There's no Yisrael of abakafas. That was the Mordechai told us. No Yisrael of abakafas. You put on abakafas, you have a mitzvah in front of tzitzis. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't wear without. Doesn't say anything. The question is, are women allowed to wear tzitzis that are Shabbos, the din of the Gemara, the din of the Torah, that women are allowed, that men are allowed to wear arba kanfos of klayim to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. What's the din of an isha? The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin says that it's awesome. He says that the shatnez is only daichet tzitzis b'shas kiyum mitzvasai. However, Taisvis Shita, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in Taisvis Menachis, Daf Mem, the Taisvis goes from Mem Amad Beis to Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, Shita's Rabbeinu Tam is that Shatnez is Hutra, Eitzal Tzitzis, that even a woman is allowed to wear a dalit kafis of shatnez if it has tzitzis on it. And not only that, Rabbeinu Tam holds even balayla, and even a talis she'ula. If I borrow a talis from someone, not mechuyev in tzitzis, I borrow a talis, he doesn't have to put tzitzis on. Gedilam tas lecha, has to be your beged. Shatnez is daichet tzitzis, even when you're not mekayim mitzvah saseh. Even women who are not mitzvahs, the mitzvah and shatnez are not in tzitzis. And even a borrowed beged, where there's no kiyum of mitzvah tzitzis, that's a pillow. No? A borrowed beged, there's no kiyum mitzvah tzitzis, still shatnez is daichet tzitzis, because the beged is a beged of tzitzis. A pliya. That's the taste of salt. What?
Why is it
a supply? I'll explain. Now, I just want to tell you, if you look up the Taisvis, it's a very hard Taisvis. I was very happy to see. I looked at the Taisvis. I very struggled with the Lashon. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed, when he brings Rabbeinu Tam, he says, don't look at Taisvis in Menachis. The Lashon is Megumgum. There are mistakes in the Lashon. He says, look in the Rush. The Rush brings it in a Klara Lashon. I didn't look up the Rush. I looked at the Shagas Aryeh. He brings the Lashon of the Rush. So he explains this shita. And the Shagas Aryeh explains as follows. Now, realize what we're saying now. Saying, Lai Rabbeinu Tam, Shatnez B'tzitzis is Hutra, not Hutzkah. It's Hutra Mamish. That even Shalai V'Makam Mitzvah, it's a bigger Chiddush than Hutra, Shalai V'Makam Mitzvah, you're allowed to wear Shatnez in a Beged Shal Tzitzis, even if you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah at this minute. Clear. So what did we speak out before I tie it together? We spoke out now, say there's sort of four rules. Okay, to review. First thing, the Machlokes Taisvis and the Rosh against the Rambam in Tashkusus Laila. Rambam holds man, Taisvis and the Rosh hold type of beg. That was the first Nakuda. The second Nakuda is the Gezerah on the Begat Shal Pishta, Otuksus Laila. Has one explanation like the Rambam, one explanation like Rabbeinu Tam. Third thing I mentioned to you is the general machlokes mishnah shas magrama, vaita, the Rambam against Rabbeinu Tam. And now the fourth machlokes, all of these is Rabbeinu Tam against the Rambam. The fourth machlokes, that the Rambam holds that it's hutcha, that shatn is only, by tzitzis is only when you're doing the mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's hutra lagamri. If it's a beged shal mitzvah, shatnez is totally mutter. Now the Shagas Aryeh explains that if you learn like the Rambam, that the zman of Laila is potter, you learn like the first Rambam, the zman of Laila is potter. And then the second Rambam, the Gezerah, Atuk Sos Laila is what? The Rambam learned, it's a gezerah that if you're wearing klayim by day, you're going to go into the night and wear it at night also. That was the gezerah like the Rambam. The Chazal made a gezerah against wearing pishtam begadim because you might wear it into the night. So the Shagas Aryeh, memela, the Rambam couldn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam that it's hutra lagamri. Because if you hold a tzutra lagamri, what's the problem if you're wearing a beged into the night? You can wear it into the night. It's hutra. Once it's a beged shel mitzvah, shatnez is off, and you're allowed to wear it into the night. Rabbeinu Tam Shita was, once it's a beged shel mitzvah, you can wear it even shalai b'maka mitzvah. Even a borrowed beged, or even a woman, could wear a klayim. Because once a klayim is mutter by a beged, by this type of beged, klayim by this type of beged is mutter, so memela, it'll be mutter into the night too. So Zati Shagas Aryeh, these machlokes are intertwined. This last machlokes is tied to the first two. The Rambam who held that by night you're potter, and he held it's a gezerah. You're not allowed to wear shatnez into the night. He has to hold it's only hutcha. It's only when you're mekayim the mitzvah that it's pushed off. But once the mitzvah goes away, it turns into night, then you have to take it off. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold that way. Rabbeinu Tam holds that once it's a beged shel mitzvah of tzitzis, you're allowed to put shatnez, you can wear it even in a matzah where there is no mitzvah. You can keep on wearing it. Even when there's no mitzvah, somebody borrows it from you, you can lend it to him. No problem. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban on Daf Hey brings Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to get to it. And the Ramban argues. So Rabbi Chanan has a little of a problem. The Ramban here argues Rabbeinu Tam. Doesn't hold the Hutra. And the Rambam, the Sefer Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. So apparently the Ramban changed his mind on this matter. But so we're not sure exactly how to deal with it, but the Ramban is somewhere in between. These are 1, 2, 3, 4, the four, the setup of sort of the four machlokes.
So yeah.
Right. According to the Rambam, that's the Pashto. So if I borrow a beged, I'm mechuyev in tzitzis. So I borrow a beged, so I'm, I can't, no reason, there's no assay to push away the less assay. Now, the Shagas Aryeh asks, we were guys of Bir Rishayna Atu Bir Shniya on that path. We were guys of Ayibon that Asay Doich Alois Asay, a lot of Bibi Abim Alois Asay, but Rabbanan asked because Bir Shniya is Asa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Bir Shniya should be Mutter. Just like tzitzis is mutter into the night, or into a beged shula, or into a woman. So let's say the same thing, it's hutra. And bir rishayna is mutter, so bir shniya should be mutter. Why don't we say the same idea? So the Shagas Aryeh answers that there it's different. By yibum, I say you do Bi'erishayna. Once you finish the Bi'erishayna, this mitzvah will never come back. It's gone forever. It's finished. So we're not going to be matarit into a Bi'ershniyah because the mitzvah is finished. What is Rabbeinu Tam Svara? Says Dr. Shagas Aryeh. Rabbeinu Tam Svara is Shadnez is Deichet Tzitzis. And even if you're wearing it in a matziv where there's no mitzvah, like you borrowed it, it's still daichid. Why? Because the mitzvah's not over. This beged will be used for mitzvah tzitzis again when it goes back to its real owner. This beged is still shayach to the kiyam mitzvah forever and ever. Because tzitzis doesn't end. You could always be mekayim tzitzis. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, like the Shagas Aryeh, is gebayt on such a yisoid that it's hutra because the mitzvah could still come back. It's still a beged shal mitzvah. And the mela continues for all. Okay, so this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Whatever I spoke out to you is from the Shagas Aryeh. Pretty much everything is in the Shagas Aryeh Tshuva Lamed. The Shagas Aryeh does have a very stark akasha on Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yudalid that one of the Amiroim, when he said Kriya Shema at Mariv, he did not say the Psukim of Tzitzis. So as he said, the first two parashas. In the third parasha, he said the part of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end, Laman Tizkeru. But not, he skipped the psukim at tzitzis. He said, by night, you don't have to say those psukim. There's no tzitzis by night. So on that, the Shagas Aryeh says, like the Rambam, that this man of Lailah's Potter from tzitzis is very easy. This man of Lailah's Potter, so you don't have to mention parashas tzitzis. But like Rabbeinu Tam, by night you are mechuyev in tzitzis. If you have a beged yayin, by night you're mechuyev in tzitzis. Why skip the parshiyos if it's a time that it's shayach to kiyum mitzvah? Like, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can do tzitzis by night. You just have to be a beged of yayin by night. So the Shagas Aryeh is matzmiya. Why, like Rabbeinu Tam, we don't skip it, but why the Gemara says that one Amar did skip it? Here's another kasha. We make a bracha on tzitzis every morning. Even if you wear it overnight, the Gemara says, b'chol tzafra, you make a bracha. So Vayti says, like the Rambam, it's poshut, you make a bracha every morning because you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're poshut in the mitzvah. Mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're poshut. Every time you become mechuyev again, you make a new bracha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, If you're wearing tzitzis overnight to the morning, why do you make a bracha? You never stop doing the mitzvah. What? Shavuos morning, we taka don't make because for chayshish taka for taisa shita. Like the Rambam, we would make a bracha. We don't make Shavuos morning. We don't make because we taka chayshish rabbeinu tam of the rush. The Shagas Aryeh brings a raya from a Gemara Menachos that you do make a bracha, but maybe he has the kasha. I guess whatever the teretz is, the Gemara must be different. And so this is all the Shagas Aryeh. This is all learning the sugya of tzitzis.
Ksus
Laila is nothing. No mitzvah at all. So it can't be heard.
No mitzvah.
The Talashula has an owner. As you own it and I borrow it from you. So the Talashula has an owner, it's shayach to the mitzvah. Or if a woman puts on a baged, and he says the woman puts on a baged because it's shayach for a man to wear it. What you can do is a baged isha. But it comes out like Rabbeinu Tam, women could be Makayim and sisters even with shatnas. When you learn this Taisis, it doesn't sound that way. Taisis says, by women, they should be mechuyavais. They says no. We're learning in Taisus Teretz, if this Taisus shims with that Taisus, we're learning, no, they're not mechuyavais, but they there's a mitzvah.
With a bracha?
What?
With a bracha, don't you mention?
I guess it would go back to the same achlaikas of a bracha.
So why women aren't wearing tzitzit and tzitzit?
What?
Why women are not wearing tzitzit and tzitzit bracha?
Why women don't wear tzitzit today?
Tzitzit.
Why don't the women wear tzitzit? I'm guessing that has to do with the idea of a... two things. It has to do with the idea of begadish. They can still put on tzitzis. But you have to remember that lulav is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So women want to be mekayim. This is a mitzvah chiyuvis for everybody. So, what? Learning Talmud Torah is a machlaikis, the Beis Yosef in the Gra. Limud HaTorah, women say Berachas HaTorah. By Sfaradim also do women make Berachas HaTorah. You're not a woman. Sorry.
Okay.
You'll find out Bakara is in the Tisha. The women make Berachas HaTorah. Why do women say Berachas HaTorah? So it's very interesting. Machlokes. The Gra says, just like every Mitzvah Seishah is non-grama. They say Berachas HaTorah just like they make a bracha on lulav. But the Beis Yosef, I think, says, Mitaka Beis Yosef, Shitase, doesn't say that really. Beis Yosef says, because they're mechuyev to learn the mitzvahs that are negeah to them. That's what it says. They're mechuyev to learn the mitzvahs that are negeah to them, so that they have to learn. They have to know what to do. So memela, they have a chiyev to learn, so memela, they make a bracha. What's fair with that? That's a kasha on this shita. Women make a bracha, because they're mechuyev to learn the mitzvahs that are negeah to them. What's the problem? I'm sorry to get cash on that. Lasa, if lasaik means amela santaira, so we have to stretch it that in the mitzvahs negeah to them. But the problem that's usually asked on this Beis Yosef is that if you have to learn the mitzvah, if you have to learn something to know how to do the mitzvah, that's not Talmud Torah. That's a mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah of, let's say they have to learn how to keep Shabbos. So they're learning, it's a Talmud Torah dikadin, or it's a hechsher mitzvah of Shabbos dikadin. When they learn, when women learn to know how to keep Shabbos, it's a Talmud Torah dikadin. Women are pturis from even attire. Why are they mechuyev? Because they have to know what to do. Hashit. The only mechuyev to know what to do, it's a hechsher of a mitzvah of Shabbos. Why would they make Berachas HaTorah on that? He says they make Berachas HaTorah because they have to know what to do. Bit of a problem. The Magen Avraham says, you want to hear this? He says, why do women make Berachas HaTorah? Because they say Karbanis before davening, but that's Talmud Torah, so that's what Morgan Avraham said. You say Karbanis, that is Al Makayim and Al Shem Limud HaTorah. So Melech said Berachas HaTorah, it's the same Karbanis. He doesn't say that, why should they say Karbanis? I sure wouldn't say karbanos.
Peeling karbanos. Who
says they're going to learn? So if they don't learn, they don't say the brachas. They only say brachas at Torah if they're going to learn. But see, yafsha over the day, a person, halacha comes up, so you think of the mitzvah that comes up. Take a futid, you say, what bracha is it? So you learn it. Okay, so this is all fine and well. This is Hilchas Tzitzis, Shiur Hilchas Tzitzis. Shachas Aryeh is busy with Hilchas Tzitzis. Rav Chanan is busy with Yavamos. Rav Chanan in Klal Tes Ois Gimel. He is worried about Asei Dechel Ois Asei. We started by discussing if Asei Dechel Ois Asei is Hutra or Hutra. I told you that there are two ways to understand Asei Dechel Ois Asei. Either that it's Hutra, it's a sort of a B'di'evid Eretz Dachiyin, or it's Hutra Lagamri. And I told you when we started that Ruba the Ruba understand that it's Hutra. And I should add that according to the Cheshbin that we spoke about, that you could learn that Asei Dechel Ois Asei is a point system, it's one thing outweighing the other. Sounds like that means Hutcha. That sounds like Hutcha. You have to weigh it and do the one that's better. That sounds like Hutcha. And I should add that the Ramban that we spoke at yesterday, who makes a cheshbon that this is a Hava and this is Yira and this outweighs that, he seems to hold that you go with this type of a system and that it's Hutcha. And Rav Nachum, in the Shira Rav Nachum, says that. He says that according to the Ramban, it's a point system, what we're calling a point system. He doesn't use that language. But he says that it's one thing outweighs the other, and that's the way it works. In fact, Rav Chanan, if we're going to learn all Dine Asei Deicha Lois Asei out of Shat Klein B'tzitzis, right? Lois Asei Grey De Menal and Dachi, Diksiv Lois Sil B'Shat, Gidilim Tasalacha. This is the source for Asei Dechel Ois Asei. So what's going on, Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says that Asei Dechel Ois Asei is Hutra. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Asei Dechel Ois Asei is Hutra Lagamri. Well, he says about tzitzis. He's only talking about tzitzis. He says Hutra Lagamri. And Befrat, if the Ramban holds that way, the Ramban and Shabbos holds that way, Rucharam brings. They are the Hutra. So why by Asei Dechel Ois Asei it's only Hutra? If you're learning from Tzitzis to every Asei Dechel Ois Asei, it should be the same. It should be the same. Right? That's the way you learn things out. You always learn Aleph from Beis. So Beis from Aleph, you learn that just like this is this way, this is this way. If Tzitzis is Hutra, so every Asei Dechel Ois Asei should also be Hutra. What?
Is
that not? So B'chanan names on that it's Hutcha because of Reish Lakish, that Kol Shev Shel Kaim Shneim, the Pashim Shat Kol Shev Shel Kaim is Hutcha. So maybe those who say Hutcha will say Nachinami. If by climbing with Tzitzis, you don't hold the Reish Lakish, then it's Hutcha. So you mean according to the start of the Gemara, Taka Hutcha is saying. According to the status Taka Hutra, maybe. I guess Rav Chanan holds it's a daichik. The Ramban says, but he holds a daichik. But here it's Hutra, and next to it's Hutra.
Why are we assuming that by Hutra?
Because that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that once Shatn is his mutter by Tzitzis, even a woman could wear it.
Only the Makim wears it at the end.
But a woman's never Makhiyavis. Right, a woman is not mechuyev in tzitzis, or talashuva, you're not mechuyev in a talashuva. The beged, that's a chiyev. But if it's not hutra, then why be over shatnez without a kiyum of an asay?
Had all the older shatnez.
They all say that if you're not doing the mitzvah, that you can't. It has to be that you're doing the mitzvah.
Therefore,
It's chutzpah. No, but that's when you're doing the asay. If you're borrowing a baghead and you're wearing shatnez on a borrowed baghead, if you hold chutzpah, so now you have no right to be definitely issa shatnez. Chutzpah means there is issa shatnez, and the mitzvah outweighs it. If I have echad timtzer where there's no mitzvah, like I borrow it, so I have nothing to outweigh the lav of shatnez, so the lav of shatnez should exist. If you hold hutra and the chlal, there's no lav of shatnez on tzitzis, all right. But if you hold that the lav of shatnez exists, so the chutra is matmiyah. Why it should be that way? So b'chana b'leibshra, first he says a teretz, and then he asks back. It's hard to see why he was satisfied. First he starts with a teretz, but then he asks on the teretz. He blives shver. What we could add to make it a little better is the Shagas Aryeh's rule. Right, the Shagas Aryeh said that Rabbeinu Tam is only talking by a mitzvah that's going to come back. By tzitzis, where you're doing a mitzvah, you stop, you can do it again. By yibum, where once you do the mitzvah, it's finished. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say his klal. So at least, what are all the asei d'echalaisis? Are they all like tzitzis or are they all like yibum? The cases of asei d'echalaisis say, the mitzvah ends, it's finished, and the mitzvah comes back. So again, we're stuck for cases. The case of mila betzaras is a one-time thing. You do mila betzaras, it's finished. It doesn't continue.
Nazir and pasraishai?
Nazir and pasraishai, also a fire one-time mitzvah.
Then
he has to make himself a new nazir. Himself a new nazir. But this nazirus is all you do at once. Carbon tonnet on Shabbos. See, you can already argue. Next Shabbos, the next Shabbos, Nuchi is. Sitzis is the same. Same mitzvah, a new mitzvah every time you put it on. Maybe it's also a new mitzvah. I just want to make it a little better, Rabbi Chanan's Kasha, that to make it a little more. That really it's hutra, but it's only hutra because the mitzvah comes back. If you're learning it to other cases of say dachalaisa say which are hutra, so then it's it could be things that the mitzvah doesn't come back. That's where it goes. Okay, now we're not finished with hilchas tzitzis. So you're going to learn a lot of hilchas tzitzis and hilchas shatnez over the next few days because we're going to turn now to dinei shatnez. Now the time is up, but tomorrow we're going to be learning the case on the top of the Amud Beis of shatnez. We're going to focus on the following stira. I'm going to tell it to you quickly, just mark it down and make sure you understand tomorrow. We're going to have on the Amud Beis a din of Moichrei Ksus, Moichrei Kedarka, that you're allowed to sell Big Day Shatnez, you're a model putting on Begadim to show, there's a lot of way of client. Moichrei Ksus, Moichrei Kedarka, Vachalei Yiskavnu, they're not Machadim to be worn by it. It's okay. Davashen Miskavim. Remember the rules of Davashen Miskavim, Sikresh, we're going to come back to it. So you're allowed to model a beggar of shatness for somebody. That's not called wearing it. That's klayim, Mishnayis klayim, perek tes Mishnah. In Mishnayis klayim, perek tes Mishnah Beis, it says if you want to cheat, you want to get away with taxes. The taxes of bringing clothing into the country, the customs tax. So a person's going to put on a coat, or put on two coats or three coats, so that he can walk by and they won't charge him taxes. So there it says that it's issa klayim. What's the difference? That I'm allowed to wear klayim if I'm only putting on the beged to show how it looks, to model it. That's mutter. And if I'm putting it on to avoid the taxes, it's also. That doesn't make sense. So we shine and struggle with it. What? Well, which one do you have? Hanoch chimum? You have a nod, you're getting rid of the taxes. So here you have a nod, you're getting someone to buy the baguette. My fix us that we're putting on Shah Naisen. The Beis HaLevi, Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Aleph, I think it's Ice Hay, talks about the stira, and that's the Mitzvah Shem HaTorah.